SOP225, he went from buying an H2 portable recorder to ESPN.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. If you'd like to contact me, it's super duper easy. It is, let's see, if you want to go phone number, courtesy of podcast voicemail, it's 888-563-3228. If you want to email me some audio, just like Dave Godner from Boston did, my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. He's going to give us a wicked pissa of a story. What am I missing? You can leave a comment on our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And I thought I'd start off before we get to Dave's story. I do a horrible Boston accent. Why do I keep doing that? Just some news here from the Blueberry Network. That's BLUBRRY.com. They announced a 31% ad revenue increase for the second quarter of 2010, reflecting new ad buys of 27% more shows hosted on Blueberry, Tech Podcast Network, and other Raw Voice subsidiaries. CEO Todd Cochran attributes the increase to podcast advertisers seeing a healthy return on their investment and because of their podcast availability on multiple platforms. In other words, that's right, folks, podcast help sell stuff because the podcaster, the advertisers that are trying are coming back. Todd continues on, our strategy of multi-platform distribution is exposing new audiences to our content creators on venues that accommodate their lifestyle needs, says Cochran. We are continuing to focus on multi-platform distribution for the shows that are part of the network. Yeah, I think they're now on the Roku box, which is pretty cool. The Roku box is one of those things where if you have like a Netflix account, you just plug in the Roku box and puts it on your TV. It's pretty cool. And not only can you get Netflix, you can get, you know, the Blueberry Network. How cool is that? All right, next up, we have Dave Godner from the Ratcast. And he is talking about, he started off with a Zoom H2. And if I were to buy one of those, he said, typing into his computer, those go, I think, for $150, $160. You probably get a used one for $130. You can now, being that it's July, they have the new Zoom H1, which is $100. If anybody's bought one of those, I would love to have you record something. Tell me about your podcast or anything like that. I would love to hear it. But Dave started off, if you go to ratcastradio.com, speaking of that, Dave, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, because you're going to wait to hear yourself. When I went to your website, Ratcast Radio. You have this player on the right-hand side of your box that is using something from like podcastingmanager.com. There he is. New Studio D. What the heck is that? Where is your player coming from? Because that's pretty cool. Blueberry has a great player. What is that? It's pretty cool. Fill me in on that. We'll talk about that in the future. But in the meantime, listen to Dave's story. It's about 6 minutes. But it's amazing how, and I'm actually going to call Dave next week, and we're going to have him on The Power of Podcasting. If you haven't heard of that podcast, go over to powerofpodcasting.com. If you want to subscribe to it, powerofpodcasting.com/iTunes. And it's basically people giving their success stories, and Dave definitely fits the bill.
Hello again, Dave Jackson and fellow members of the School of Podcasting. This is Dave Godner up here in Boston, Massachusetts, from the Ratcast. And I thought I would check in and just let you know what's been going on with my podcast. Now, some of you might remember me from way back. I did a review of the Zoom H2 on, I want to say it was SOP number 102. You'd have to check my math on that, but I think it was right around then. Now, what I used the Zoom H2 for was to actually record hockey games, was we put it down, and on one side I do the play-by-play, and on the other side we get the ambience of the game, and it worked out really well. In fact, we still use that Zoom H2 when we do audio-only broadcasts today. So 2 years later, the Zoom H2 is still coming through for me. But now, what's been going on with the Ratcast? Well, what started with some help from the School of Podcasting and a little Zoom H2 turned into a weekly show for the Boston team. And after a year of that, the league contacted us and wanted us to do a weekly show for the entire league. Now, this professional roller hockey league is all over the United States. It's up and down the East Coast. It's down south. It's out west. So they liked the Boston show so much, they wanted us to do one for the entire league. So we now do a weekly show of the Ratcast, which covers every team. Scores, you know, results, you know, leading scorers, goaltender stats, things like that. So after doing that for a couple of years, they started sending me on the road to cover the playoffs. And we would do live webcam remotes, I guess they would call it. We'd take a webcam, set it up, and go over a service called StickCam. And we would have just a still camera going, and I would broadcast the game live. And we did that down in Long Island. We did it in Hartford. We did it in Philadelphia. And we did that for a year. Well, this year, they held the finals in Orlando, Florida. And they broadcasted live on ESPN3, which is their website channel, ESPN3.com. And they asked me, little old me, to sit in and do the color commentary with their professional ESPN broadcaster. So what started off with a Zoom H2 in the basement ended up getting me on ESPN3 doing a live hockey broadcast. So this year it's going to be real interesting to see what happens, as they're already talking about sending me out west. So I'll head out to maybe Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, California. They really want to kind of take this, quote, show on the road. So along with our weekly broadcast, we're going to be doing some remotes on the weekend, covering some festivals and jamborees and the whole bit. So the Ratcast has really taken off over the last couple of years. Now, what I've also done is I hooked up with something I enjoy doing very much. I enjoy playing video games very much, and I listen to some video game podcasts. And I sent a sample in to this one show called The Game Hounds. They liked my work. They had me as a guest segment, I guess you'd call it. I do some game reviews and talk about different things for video games. And I did that for 2 or 3 months. And then one of the regular hosts left the show, and they called me up to the big time. So, yeah, so now I'm doing a weekly hockey show, and then I just joined the Game Hounds on their weekly video game show as well over at GameHounds.net. I will say, if you head over to GameHounds.net, it is they call it explicit label, because once in a while the host of the show will swear. I don't personally swear on the show, but sometimes the other people will. So if you want to check out the Game Hounds, just be careful, because it is labeled explicit. So I got two shows going now. I got the Ratcast. I got the Game Hound show. I'm going on the road. It's just one thing after another happening in the world of podcasting for me. So I'm just riding the wave. I'm having a great time. No, I haven't been able to quit my day job. It's not really paying me much money at all. But I am getting to travel. I'm getting to meet different people, do different things. And what's really cool is walking in a hockey rink and saying hello to somebody and having someone turn around and say, oh, you're the guy from that radio show I listen to. Because they don't really know my face. They know my voice. So that's really cool. Is it a success story? Well, maybe not yet. But who knows where this is going to go from here. Again, you know, appearing on ESPN3 was just a huge thing for me, because I'm someone who always wanted to broadcast hockey games for a living. And now, well, I guess in a small way, I'm doing it part-time. So Dave Jackson, once again, thank you so much. Especially back in the early day, helped me get my feet up on iTunes. That was just so hard to see back in the day. And I really leaned on you to get me that help there to get it up on iTunes. So thank you so much for that. And to my fellow members at the School of Podcasting, I just want to say, if you love what you do, just keep doing it. Doesn't mean you're going to quit your day job. Doesn't mean you're going to be the next internet overnight sensation. But you just don't know where it's going to go, because you don't know who's listening. When I was doing the weekly show for the Boston team, I thought it was just the guys from Boston listening, and it was just something for fun. And I had no idea that the heads of the league actually tuned into the show and liked it so much that they wanted me to cover the entire league. And then it just snowballed from there to doing all these other projects. So you never know who's listening. Do it. Do it well and have fun with it. And you just don't know where you're going to end up. So anyway, this is Dave Gardner from the Ratcast. If you'd like to check out some of the things I'm doing, check out the league website, AIHLHockey.com. That's the American Inline Hockey League. That's direct links right to my weekly show, as well as some of the video things we're doing. Yeah, I don't know if they're called video podcasting, but we do have some YouTube video clips that we took down in Orlando, Florida for the finals. So we're doing a little bit of video podcasting now. And the other link for the video game show is GameHounds.net. That's my weekly show. We talk about video games and everything else in the video game industry. So once again, folks, thank you so much. And I still do listen to the School of Podcasting show on a weekly basis. Well, usually on a weekly basis. Anyway, bye-bye.
And there you have it. Very cool stuff. Ratcast Radio, if you want to hear Dave, if you want to pick up on some hockey talk from Baston. I want to thank Dave so much for thinking about me, saying, hey, this is a cool story. I really deeply appreciate it. And yeah, Dave is a former SOP student. And if you'd like to be a future SOP student, I would love to help you. And especially now, I should be mentioning this. If you are just starting out, don't even have a website, definitely come to the school of podcasting.com. I will actually now, I'm offering, and I guess if you're already a member, if you don't have a website, I will give you a customized WordPress theme. I will work with you to get WordPress set up, and I will do that for free. For details on that, there is a catch. It has to do with where you order your hosting. Contact me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com, or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. So if you're just starting out, I will definitely help you with that. That's kind of a podcastmechanic.com kind of thing I just started. But if you'd like to start a podcast, you heard how Dave, you know, opening up opportunity after opportunity. Come join us at schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources, the newly redesigned resources. And you got me, your personal podcast coach, to help you along the way. So thank you very much for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed.